Hey there,
it's Connor Walsh, production and social media manager at MHA of Dutchess County. Before getting into multimedia production, I was a student athlete, just like a lot of you probably were or still are. In high school, I played soccer, lacrosse, and basketball, and before that, I played Little League Baseball and I did karate. I loved playing sports when I was younger, and it taught me a lot of valuable life lessons. It taught me resilience, work ethic, and how to be a good teammate. It had a great impact on how I identified myself and on how I managed my physical and mental health. This September, we're introducing our latest segment on Your Best You called Champions for Mental Health. It's a segment on athletics and identity as we speak with local and professional athletes, coaches, and trainers. And what a way to kick off the series than with the Legends of the Ring autograph show. On Saturday, August 22nd, Mental Health America of Dutchess County sponsored this incredible event, which was held at Cuz D'Amato's Boxing Gym in Catskill. There has never been an event quite like this before in the boxing community. They brought in world champions, Hall of Famers, and Olympic medalists. Not to mention, it even featured the baddest man on the planet, Mike Tyson. But don't worry, he was extremely nice and professional to work with. You'll actually get to see my interview with him later in this video. We weren't able to talk to every boxing legend that was there at the event simply due to time and availability. However, we did our best to get as many spotlights as we could. So, that being said, let's get ready to rumble! And enjoy these highlights from the Legends of the Ring autograph show.
Dr. Scott Weiss, how are you, sir?
Good.
Pleasure to meet you. I'm Connor. I'm with MHA, one of the top sponsors.
Cool, Connor.
To have your book here, Confusing the Enemy.
Yes.
You might be one of the, I don't know, probably one of the top historians, experts on this gym besides Cuz D'Amato himself. What do you got to say being here today at an event like this and seeing practically all of Catskill and beyond come out here?
I'm just really thankful that we can keep on promoting the legacy of Cuz. He did so much for the community, so much for individuals, and to see all these people come out, it's just fascinating and it's amazing. It's really, really awesome. I really think that Cuz knew that being amazing was universal. And once he kind of got to the common denominator, he was able to share it with so many of his fighters, not only making them great fighters, but amazing men. And that's what the book is about. It's showing character, how people build character.
Building character, absolutely. So with MHA, Mental Health America, we're here to help people build their character, build their life, help them through tough times. How do you think boxing is an outlet to help people through those times?
That's a really great question. I believe that internally, over time, people like to get out and they like to kind of express themselves in so many different ways. Boxing is such a good forum to not only get the physical part out, the mental part out, it's really going to help you internally no matter what.
Fantastic. So, were you ever a boxer in your own right?
I was. I was a featherweight boxer, fought at the Felt Forum and all over New York.
Incredible, yeah. Incredible. So what was it then that inspired you to get into writing and become an author after having this prestigious athletic career?
I know, I found a lane. There was no book in the world on Cuz D'Amato, and I couldn't understand why. And after a decade of worth of research, I was able to kind of compile everything that he put together and concise that into a book.
Incredible, incredible. Before I leave you be, we got this place is swamped right now.
I know, I'm a little hot.
I know, it's hot too. I'm amazed that I've been able to get over here. Any last little nugget for anybody from the MHA audience listening when this comes out?
Mental health is so important these days, and it's amazing that more and more people are able to talk about it and get it out there. There's so much support, it's out there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
What's it like to be here at Cuz D'Amato's with a lot of your friends and colleagues?
It's just me, just being around people that come and trip people. I enjoy myself.
When was the last time that you've been to this gym, or have you ever been to this gym before?
I've been to twice before.
Gotcha.
10 years ago.
10 years ago now.
Over 10 years ago. Come back and do the thing.
What do you hope that you can enjoy with all the fans today? What are you hoping to get out of it?
Meet new people, make new friends.
Jerry Cooney, you just got me in the face with that glove. Mind if I get a word? What is it like to be here today with all these colleagues and members of the sport?
Are you kidding me? I'm living the dream. We got Bobby Holmes, Ray Mercer, Kelly Poppins.
I see him.
He's the beast, the heavyweight champion of the world, right? You. And we got Mike Tyson's. Couple of people, great people. Look at all the stars down here. Mom. So we're Junior Jones. We're very excited to be here today. First time ever being done. I love it.
For me, it's an honor being here. I heard so much about this gym and so many great fighters coming out of the gym.
That, have you had a chance to ever train here or work here before?
Never. This is my first time in the gym ever. I'm really excited. I mean, Mike Tyson's in the ring right now, and you know, like I said, we got Jerry Cooney, Larry Holmes. We got a lot of fighters there.
Absolutely. Do you feel the history being here first time?
I do. I feel like right now I'm a part of history also, so that's what makes it so great for me.
You are a part of history.
Thank you.
You've had a hell of a career yourself.
Thank you.
Now, being back here, does it make you feel like a young man of any sorts? Is like kind of bring you back to your origins, even though this is your first time here? Does it kind of make you feel young?
Yeah, it does, because the fighters that's in here are in my era.
What's it like to be in this legendary gym? Have you guys had experience here before? Is this your first time?
Yes, it is all our first time. And what makes it so special is because Mike Tyson actually gave me my first world title. He placed his belt on me. So that's what makes it exciting. And of course, we're all New Yorkers, so.
There you go.
We're all champions.
Forget about it.
Go ahead, tell me about you.
My first time here. I don't have any belts yet, but I'm coming. I'm on the way to becoming a champion.
Definitely.
That's my goal. And I'm very lucky to be around champions. It motivates me. And Gleason Shim, shout out to Gleason Shim.
Beautiful.
Well, for me, this is my first time here, but I've heard so many stories. So many fighters have come through here. So I'm so happy and I'm so excited to be in a place where the best of the best have come and just done something that we are. That we love so much, which is boxing. So I'm excited to just feel the energy in here, and I hope that everybody's excited as well.
Fantastic. Woo! So there's a lot of fans. I was just outside. There's a huge line out the block.
Nice.
What are you guys hoping to experience the most with the fans today?
We are here to let them know that us female boxers, we represent it. We here to stay, and we glad to meet everybody, and the energy is great.
Interaction with people, the fans, talk to them, and you know, have them understand like whatever questions that they want to ask, especially about female boxing, like they're here to answer. Because sometimes you got to talk to the root of the story to know what really goes on.
Amen to that. I appreciate the transparency that you're bringing here today. That all of Catskill, it feels like all of Catskill outside, is going to appreciate. Ladies, thank you so much. What's it like being here at Custom Autos today?
This is amazing. I can't even believe they asked me to come up here all the way from Philly to be a part of this. It's one of a huge honor for me. I mean, you've got Mike Tyson here, Larry Holmes, Jerry Cooney. I mean, you go down the list. It's great. Mickey Ward, Kelly Pavlik, and me, just another bug from the neighborhood, you know?
Hey, but you know, you got a very, very legendary career in of your own right. For anybody in the MHA community that might not know about your career, what are you famous for in the boxing community?
Boxing community, I'm a 7-time Hall of Fame cut man. I used to be a fighter, not too good, but I was a fighter in Philly, and I've been in over 100 movies. A lot of Florida Rocky movies. Two of them I played myself. I was on The Sopranos before. Like I said, I've been over 100 movies, but if it wasn't for boxing, none of this would have ever happened for me. So.
Absolutely. So speaking of how boxing opened this up for you, how do you feel like boxing is an outlet for people of all ages, all genders, everywhere? How is it an outlet to give people opportunity?
This boxing is the only sport where you can just walk in at any age other than maybe, you know, 100 years old, you know, which is more like 40 or 50 in boxing years. But, you know, that you can get the opportunity to get in the ring, train, and get a fight. You know, you don't just walk on the New York Giants football field and go, hey, I'm going to play. You know, but you come in, you get trained, and you get, and it's only you and the other guy, or you and the other girl, whatever. And it builds character, it builds discipline. There's no, all the other sports aspire to be boxing, and that's what people get out of this. It might not be, they might not be in the greatest shape, or when they come in, but they will when they leave, and they'll learn something about in the ring and in life. Did you come to a gym? They'll teach you about life, not just in the ring, but outside the ring.
Joe, you have some of the most inspiring answers I've been getting today, so I appreciate you. You said before how you got into some of the films. We got Rocky right here and everything.
Yep.
What is one of your favorite film moments that you got to experience in your career?
It probably is this, because this is what started it all for me. I was 9 years old.
Rocky 2, right?
I got the run with Rocky and Rocky 2. He picked me up at one point, put me on his shoulders at the top of the Art Museum steps. And that was it for me, because I thought he was real. I told him, I said, I'm Italian, I'm left-handed, I'm small, I want to be just like Rocky. And like I told him, I didn't fight much better. I didn't get this face eating Cheerios, you know what I mean? But, you know, I thought, hey, I want to be like that guy. I ran right home, told my father, I want to go to the gym now. And he didn't ask any questions and took me right to the gym. And all these years later, here I am. And there I was playing myself in another Rocky film, which is Creed. Yep. So that, for me, I tell my kids they got to watch that scene every time. I tell my wife, I say, because if it wasn't for that, none of these would be here.
We got here is TaliGuard. Tell us about TaliGuard and what you guys are doing.
Well, we're building a medical sports compliance platform for the combat sports industry, specifically the fighter, to keep their medical records in one place so they don't have to go through every state and send them over. Gives them quicker clearances, more visibility to promoters, allows promoters to have good liability coverage and decreased risk because they know they have fighters cleared month before the fights actually happen, and their promotions go off without a hitch. You know, there's 44 state commissions in boxing and 44 different sets of rules for 50 states. We hope that Congress will pass the Muhammad Ali Act, which mandates fighters to get certain medical diagnostics before they fight. The other thing we want to do is in-game analytics and post-game analytics, so we have some data on that so we could treat people better and maybe decrease the mental health or the disabilities over time in the sport, increase the infrastructure, increase the exposure, and overall increase the sport.
Absolutely. You're talking about the legislation there and trying to get these bills passed in Congress. How can the everyday fan get involved with this in order to support?
Write your senator. Senator Ted Cruz is actually taking this up, and write him and tell him how important this is, because our fighters, our combat sports industry deserve this. They deserve an infrastructure that helps them, that keeps them safe, and allows them to do what they do best, fight and earn.
Amen. Appreciate your time. Hold on, I'm going to show this off one more time. There's a QR code. It's focused enough, people can scan the QR code later. There we go, got a few seconds of it. Thank you again for your time. Appreciate you.
Hey there, Mr. Tyson. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
What is it like to be back here where it all started for you?
Man, I don't even have words enough. It's like I'm going back in the future. You know, I come here, I see, I came here at 13, I trained hard. Now I became a fighter because of Custy Ahmad. Every time I walk the street of any city, any country, I can't walk the streets, I think of it. You're the reason this happened. I can't walk the streets of no country because of Custy Ahmad.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine that, though?
What would you say the legacy that Custy Ahmad has left on boxing, not just for you, but for boxers new and old?
He left a legacy, and this is not from ego perspective. This is just from fact. He left a legacy that probably will never ever be forgotten.
Amen.
I'm not talking about myself from an ego perspective. I'm talking from cuss ideology.
What's it like reuniting with so many friends, colleagues, boxers? I saw all the pictures you were taking before. What's it like to reunite with everybody that you got to grow up with?
Hey, listen, just to come in here and see some of my next door neighbors that used to live by me for 7 years, and see some teachers that were my teachers, seeing their kids, people I went to school with, it's like being back in my past. This is what I tell everybody. The best time of my life, I'm talking about being champion, everything, doing moving, being here for 7 years. That's the best time of my life, right here.
That is beautiful. Mr. Tyson, thank you so much for being a part of this event. Thank you for coming to the Hudson Valley. I'm excited for the day that you're going to have.
And that's it for today's episode. Big thank you to Ed DuPont and everybody at Custy Ahmad's Boxing Gym in Catskill. Big thank you to all of the boxers, whether we got to talk to them or not. We appreciate their time and energy and everything that they offered to the Catskill community on August 22nd. We got more episodes to come in our Mental Health for Athletes series, so please stay tuned for that. For Mental Health America of Dutchess County, I'm Connor, and keep being a champion. I'll see you next time.